Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Tina, and I will be your conference operator today. At this time, I would like to welcome everyone to the Homex Fourth Quarter and Year-End 2009 Earnings Release Conference Call. All lines have been placed on mute to prevent any background noise. After the speaker's remarks, there will be a question-and-answer session. If you would like to ask a question during this time, simply press star, then the number 1 on your telephone keypad. If you would like to withdraw your question, press the pound key. Thank you. I would now like to turn the call over to our host, Ms. Fogo.
Thank you. Good morning, and welcome to the Homex Fourth Quarter 2009 Earnings Call. Before we start, I would like to remind you that certain statements made during this conference call about future events and financial results constitute forward-looking statements that pursuant to the Safe Harbor provisions of the Private Securities Litigation Reform Act of 1995. Forward-looking statements are subject to risks and uncertainties. Discussion of factors that may affect future results are contained in our filing with the Securities and Exchange Commission. We undertake no obligation to correct or update any forward-looking statement provided as a result of new information, future events, or even changes in our expectations. On the call with me today are Gerardo de Nicolas, Homex Chief Executive Officer, and Carlos Moctezuma, our Chief Financial Officer. Today, Gerardo will begin by giving us a brief overview on the sector's results for 2009. After this, he will explain the proactive measures taken by Homex during the fourth quarter of 2009 and will provide an overview of Homex results in the fourth quarter and full year. Following Gerardo's discussion, Carlos will explain in further detail our quarterly financial results and trends. I will now turn the call over to Gerardo.
Thank you, Vania. Good morning, everyone. In the home building sector in Mexico during 2009, despite the fact that Infonavit accomplished its base scenario and Fovissste reached its goal set for the full year, the number of mortgages granted during the year declined by 19% when compared to 2008 performance. At the same time, during the year, we witnessed an accelerated decline on the number of new homes offered in the market. As a result of the 40% reduction in the number of home builders registered in the country. In an effort to fairly attend to eligible demand while achieving the best use of financial resources, Infonavit and Fovissste have continued to balance off mortgage distribution in relation to price and market trends, following closely its subscribers' affordability. In line with the strategy of the main mortgage providers in Mexico, we at Homex have aligned our product portfolio to continue to gain market share in the most profitable segments within the affordable entry-level and low-middle-income segments, where we continue to improve our brand recognition among prospective customers. Importantly, over a year ago, we started to implement proactive measures and conservative investment policies to achieve continued growth, aligned to positive cash generation and overall working capital improvement. In addition, we also took the decision of aligning investment related to construction in process to our collection speed. During 2009, we experienced collection delays driven by both internal and external forces, such as material suppliers' liquidity restrictions, historical queue lines from Infonavit, as well as the fact that the payments from mortgage institutions, in some cases, tightened according to resources available from mortgage-backed securities issuances. The experienced delays throughout the year ultimately had a negative effect in our growth and cash flow generation for the year. At the same time, and in light of Fovissste's rule changes to cap individual mortgages up to 500,000 pesos, effective January 2010, we privileged the delivery of homes for our low-middle-income customers who were pre-approved for a Fovissste mortgage of more than 500,000 pesos. Otherwise, these customers will have lost their exercise rights. Positively, as a result of this focused strategy, we accomplished the timely delivery of these higher value homes, which have a better margin, to our clients, while at the same time of preventing our accounts receivable for further increase. In addition, we also avoid administrative reprocessing activities related to the new mortgage approval process for our clients applying for FOVISSSTE co-financed mortgage. As a result of our collection-driven investment strategy related to construction in process, and by the fact that the low-middle-income units collected through FOVISSSTE were realized during the later part of the fourth quarter, resulting in improved liquidity of the Institute following the completion of its MBS issuance for 5 billion pesos during December, our fourth quarter 2009 revenues contracted by 7.2% to 5.8 billion pesos, while full year 2009 revenues rose to 19.4 billion pesos, a 3% growth when compared to 2008. Reflecting our customer preference and brand recognition, we sold approximately 15,000 homes during the quarter, of which 88.7% were in the affordable entry-level segment, a reflection of our continued and strategic focus in this category. It's important to note that 7.5% of our total sales during the quarter were generated through our call center. This has become an important and cost-efficient sales tool. As an update on our pilot project at San Jose dos Campos, northeast of Sao Paulo, Brazil, as of the fourth quarter of 2009, the project's first stage, comprised of 700 units, has been completely sold. While we delivered on time the first homes at our affordable entry-level project, Jardín das Paineiras. The smooth and timely delivery of this first cycle of homes was an important step for the company, as we have thus proven our ability to replicate our vertically integrated business model across borders. As a result of the success of this initial phase, including sales, construction, and collections, we remain confident that we have a strong, replicable business model that will help us to take our share of the affordable entry-level housing boom in Brazil. You will recall that, like Mexico, housing is supported by the federal government. Specifically at Brazil, is strongly supported by the Minha Casa, Minha Vida program. I will now turn the call over to our Chief Financial Officer, Carlos Moctezuma, who will discuss our financial results in detail.
Thank you, Gerardo, and thank you all for joining us this morning. Before commenting on our fourth quarter and full year 2009 performance, I would like to start by sharing with you our new estimates for our 2009 NIF 14 pro forma numbers. Our initial estimate indicated that 2009 revenues under NIF 14 accounting rule would have a variation of up to 15%, and that shareholders' equity would have a variation of between 20 to 21%. Importantly, today we estimate that Homex's 2009 revenue under NIF 14 accounting rules would have a variation of up to 12%, while shareholders' equity would vary approximately 18%. As a reminder, and pursuant to the application of the Mexican Financial Reporting Standard D6, we are required to capitalize the comprehensive financing costs, which includes interest expense as well as exchange loss or gain in relation to the translation of our U.S. dollar-denominated debt into Mexican pesos and monetary position. For your convenience, I will discuss our gross profit and operating income adjusted for the capitalization of comprehensive financing costs. As Gerardo has shared with you, during the last quarter of 2009, we took the preventive measure to align our investment related to the completion of our homes to cash generation from collections in an effort to improve our working capital management. As a result of this strategy, our quarterly revenues contracted by 7.2% to 5.8 billion pesos. Nonetheless, it's important to note that we continued investing in construction focused both on affordable entry-level homes and the building process for the completion of our previously sold middle-income homes carrying an average price of above 500,000 pesos, close to FOVISSSTE mortgage. We executed this strategy in light of the fact that the mortgage value for Foviste's mortgages will decrease effective 2010, as Geraldo already discussed. As of year-end 2009, revenues increased by 3.3% to 19.4 billion pesos, where affordable entry level represented 78% of the total housing revenues, while middle income accounted for 22%, compared to 77% and 23% in the year-ago period. OMEX's gross margin for the quarter was 34.1%, compared to 35.2% during the fourth quarter of 2008, primarily as a result of a lower contribution from middle-income revenues. Within this product mix and continued focus on cost control, you could see in a different chart included in the release that the company's profitability improved throughout the year from the first quarter of the year to the year-end. During the fourth quarter, we achieved a 6.4% increase in our EBITDA to 1,412 million pesos from 1,328 million pesos reported in the fourth quarter of 2008. The EBITDA margin for the quarter improved 310 basis points to 24.3% compared to 21.2% in the fourth quarter of 2008. On a year-over-year comparison, our EBITDA margin improved 22 basis points from 23.1% during 2008 to 23.3% as of year-end 2009. The higher margin is mainly derived from year-over-year lower SG&A expenses as a result of our ongoing expense reduction initiatives. Net comprehensive financing cost during the fourth quarter of 2009 was 60 million pesos, compared to 311 million during the fourth quarter of 2008. The lower cost of financing during the fourth quarter of 2009 reflects lower debt financing cost, as well as the implementation of improved risk management policies. Net income for the fourth quarter of 2009 was 841 million pesos, compared to 6 million reported in the same period of 2008. The lower result during the year-ago period was driven by the 26% depreciation of the Mexican peso against the U.S. dollar and non-recurring losses of derivative transactions during the period. Net income margin adjusted by FX items would have been 13.4% in the fourth quarter of 2009 compared to 8.1% as of the fourth quarter of 2008. The higher margin is mainly driven by lower year-over-year SG&A expenses coupled with lower debt financing costs. Turning now to the balance sheet. During the first week of December of 2009, we successfully completed a private offering of 250 million 9.50% senior notes due 2019. The issuance of this bond helped us to extend our average debt maturity obligations from an average of 4.5 years to an average of 6.4 years. With 64% of our debt now maturing between 2015 and 2019, thus giving us more flexibility. To protect the company from foreign fluctuations, we contracted a principal-only swap at an exchange rate of 12.93 pesos per dollar until maturity, and for our coupon payments, we contracted an interest-only swap for the first 3 years at an effective exchange rate of 11.67 pesos per dollar, considering TIIE, or the Mexican LIBOR, at 4.95%. Please remember that for our 2015 250 million bond, we have an interest-only swap that effectively minimizes the exchange risk in the interest payments for the 2010-2012 period. The proceeds of the offering were used to repay approximately 2,276 million of existing indebtedness as of the third quarter of 2009. Or approximately 26% of our total outstanding debt, including short-term commercial paper instruments and bridge loans. As a result, today we enjoy better financing terms for Homex. The balance of the proceeds for our offering are intended to be used for continued cautious expansion plans in Brazil and general corporate purposes. As of the fourth quarter of 2009, our total debt increased by 13%, or 1,178 million pesos, to 10,097 million from the 8,980 million reported as of September 2009, while short-term liabilities decreased by 1,404 million. As of December 31st, Accounts receivable as a percentage of the last 12 months' revenue was 67.1% compared to 62.8% in the year-ago period. Quarter-over-quarter, in a nominal comparison, accounts receivable increased slightly by 175 million pesos, or the equivalent of approximately 462 homes. The period-end age in accounts receivable calculated as of December 31, 2009, was 242 days compared to 333 days as of September 30, 2009. During the quarter, we invested 300 million pesos as an advance of our 2010 land acquisition plan for approximately 1.2 billion pesos. As a result, our total inventory increased by 36 days to 401 days compared to 365 days as of September 30, 2009. The period-end days in accounts payable as of the year in 2009 decreased 20 days to 103 days from 123 days as of the third quarter of 2009, mainly as a result of lower land investments and stable supplier days of credit, positively mirroring the improved liquidity of our suppliers. As a result of our diligent efforts to stabilize and improve our collections and reflecting our profitability improvements and conservative invest policy, evidenced by our lower capital expenditures program from an estimated 300 million to an actual yearly maintenance capex of about 95 million, and an executed land acquisition plan of 700 million compared to a historical average of approximately 3 billion, for the third consecutive quarter, our quarterly free cash flow generation resulted in a positive balance of 10 million pesos. At the same time, and on an accurate basis, on an accumulated basis, the company ended the year with a negative free cash flow of 302 million pesos. This shows important and strong improvements when compared to the negative free cash flow of 5,230 million pesos reported at the end of 2008. Overall, we are confident that the preventive and proactive measures taken during the fourth quarter of 2009 will help us to maximize our investments in 2010, improving our cash generation and enhancing efficiencies to improve our working capital cycle. I will now turn the call over to Gerardo for some final remarks.
Thank you, Carlos. As Carlos and I discussed, we have taken preventive and conscious decisions to improve our working capital cycle and cash generation, which will lead us to achieve a profitable and sustainable growth by gaining market share in an opportunistic industry that remains very fragmented as a result of an accelerated consolidation process, one that still reflects the economic challenges faced during the second half of 2008 and throughout 2009. Looking forward, Homex will continue to grow based on its strong foundation and the prospect of the main mortgage financing institutions, expecting to place approximately 790,000 mortgages in 2010. This is equal to a 6.9% volume growth or a 9.6% growth in peso terms compared to 2009. Moreover, 81% of Infonavit and Foviste mortgage origination goals for 2010 will be designated for markets where we have ongoing operations. That's why we are not planning to invest in geographical expansion in Mexico during 2010. In this year, we will continue to be focused in our core business, the affordable entry-level and low-middle-income segments. Additionally, we will continue to pursue a conservative land investment strategy to only replace land inventory in the markets where we have less than 2 years of future sales, with the intention of reducing our future sales land inventory from 5 years to 3.5 years, importantly helping us to achieve more efficient management of our working capital cycle. At the same time, we have continued to minimize capital expenditures while maintaining our ongoing expense reduction program, which, as Carlos discussed in detail, helped us during 2009 to constantly improve our profitability. Importantly, in 2010, we will focus ourselves on collection improvements at the same time that we foresee a better outlook in speed payments from mortgage financing institutions in light of a decline on the number of new homes offered driven by a lower number of registered home builders, as I discussed earlier. In relation to our international expansion at Brazil, during 2010, we will continue to focus on completing the initial phase of this project, while we cautiously evaluate new markets at the country as part of our 2010 land acquisition plan of approximately $30 million to secure our future growth in Brazil. As we published early in December 2009, our 2010 guidance based on NIF 14 implies 12 to 14% top line growth and a 21 to 22% EBITDA margin. And today we continue to feel confident on this target. I also would like to thank you for your continued support and reiterate my commitment to shareholders to diligently work on improving the company's profitability and cash generation. I look forward to this year, one which I am confident will be an outstanding year for Homex. Thank you again for your attention, and now we will take any questions you may have.
Ladies and gentlemen, if you would like to ask a question, you may do so by pressing star, then the number one on your telephone keypad. Our first question will come from the line of Carlos Peyrelong with Merrill Lynch.
Gerardo and Carlos, thank you for the call. Can you address again working capital for 2010? In particular, I'm interested as to how collections with Infonavit are going to improve in 2010. What makes you believe that this will be the case? Thank you.
Thank you, Carlos. Good morning. Our strategy for 2010 and the outlook that we have in terms of collections from Infonavit and Foviste is that it will be, as we are facing less number of new homes being offered, we believe that it will be, the collection will be faster, we will have lower queue lines compared with previous years. And we believe that we prepare Homex in terms of investing more in infrastructure during the fourth quarter, reducing the number of homes under construction, increasing the working hours per week at the job site, and some improvements on the IT platform for the management of the building materials to improve our working capital cycle during 2010. We are relying on this fact of lower number of new homes being built in Mexico, and that's why we need to do our work internally to be prepared to collect the homes faster during 2010. We are not providing a specific number for the working capital cycle for the year, but for sure we are taking what we believe are the adequate initiatives to improve it significantly during the year.
Understood. And you think that this improvement in working capital and in free cash flow generation will be occurring in the first half of the year, or is something we're going to see more in the second half of the year?
As we are in an industry that has some seasonality, we believe that the bigger portion will be in the second half, even though these initiatives have been taken since the last quarter of 2008, and that way we have shown the significant improvement on the free cash flow comparing 2009 with 2008. We believe that the most important part will be in the second half. As you remember, the first quarter is the quarter with the lower collections and sales out of the four, and that's because the mortgage institutions, some of them start to work not on January 1st, but later during the first quarter, and that's why the first quarter is the slower one.
Understood. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Carlos.
Our next question will come from the line of Vanessa Quigoro with Credit Suisse.
Thank you. Good morning. Thank you for the call. Gerardo, my question is regarding the figures that Infonavit disclosed about 10 days ago regarding the number of units delivered by each home builder in 2009. If we take the same data for 2007 and 2008, it appears that Homex has been declining in units delivered to Infonavit over the last 2 years. My question is this a trend that you are monitoring? And if so, what strategies are you implementing to try to revert this trend? Thanks.
Thank you, Vanessa. As you say, those are the figures from Infonavit, and it's true. We have been reducing in the number of homes collected. Our strategy is not for us. It's more important to take advantage of the different niches that we have in terms of price ranges and markets. For us, it's more important to be more profitable than to be the company with more homes collected from Infonavit. At the end of the day, the investors want returns on their investments, not in the number of homes. That's why we are addressing some niche markets that have better margins. And you can see just as an example, in the number of economic housing or the percentage of economic housing that we are collecting, we're in the range of 7 or 10%, and other companies are in the range of 36%. Today, we don't want to be the leader in economic housing in Mexico. We want to be the best home builder in Mexico.
Okay, Gerardo, so the fact that in your press releases so far, Infonavit still represents the larger part of your volumes, about 80%, that's a lagging, would you say that's a lagging indicator? That's not what we will see when you start revealing your numbers under the new accounting collected units. Thanks.
Infonavit is the most important part, and we will continue to work with Infonavit as our most important provider of mortgages to our customers. But the important message is that we are not relying on the economic housing, Vanessa. We understand that there are many opportunities that in the past has been taken by the small home builders, and today can be taken from us in the range, just to give you an example, in the range of 400,000 pesos, 350,000 pesos, 550,000 pesos. That's why we the same strategy we were following for Foviste. But as you say, it's right that we will be the most important funding option for our customers will be in front of it in the future, as it has been in the past.
Okay, thanks. Thanks, Gerardo.
Our next question will come from the line of Gordon Lee with UBS.
Hi, good morning. Just a couple questions. The first is, if you said this, I'm sorry for repeating the question, but are you still expecting 2 billion pesos in free cash flow for 2010, which I think is the guidance you gave in the conference call when you spoke about your 2010 outlook about a month ago? And the second question is just on suppliers. Could you tell us how much of your accounts payable is to landowners, and how much you have in payments due to landowners in 2010 from your account payable number? Thank you.
Thank you, Gordon. With the measures that we have been taking in the last year, and the improvements that we have been doing during the year, during 2009, we feel comfortable on generating cash as we have done it in the last three quarters. For the full year, we don't generate positive free cash flow because the negative impact of the first quarter of 2009, but we feel comfortable that the measures that we're applying are adequate, and we will be generating free cash flow in the future, and the number that we provide is a number that we think that it's reasonable, and we are working to improve that number during the year.
Thank you, Gordon. Regarding your question about the supply change, the supply in number of days, the payables of coming from suppliers of materials, construction materials, the number of days, remain stable at the range of 71 days. that is reflecting for us better conditions on our larger suppliers across the country, what we call the regional and national suppliers. We have taken different initiatives throughout the year to work even more with what we call producers of materials rather than intermediaries or distributors, and that has have a reflection on the, I would say, the stabilization of that type of number. And we still have some sort of four programs to continue development of supply chain towards 2010. So we believe we are not expecting further deterioration in the material supply chain for the company in the coming quarters.
But in terms of accounts payable to landowners, how much of your total balance right now is related to land, and how many payments? What is the peso amount of payments that you're going to need to make in 2010?
Give me a second. Traditionally, the amount of the payments that we do is related to the permitting processes. For the fourth quarter, accounts payable to land is about 1.2 billion pesos. In 2010, we will continue to have different structures of payments. I would rather say that traditionally we pay about 25% of the total inventory per year, but I will have to get back to you with the proper number for the scale year.
Perfect. Great. Thanks very much.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Our next question will come from Evan Barone with GBM.
Hi. Good morning, everyone. Actually, my question is regarding your 2010 guidance. Considering that you said that revenues should be 12% lower on a cash accounting basis, would it be okay to consider revenues between 19.1 and 21.8 billion in revenues? And as for the EBITDA, considering your margins estimates, it would be range between 4 and 4.8 billion.
Thank you, Ivan. Well, first of all, the two accounting methodologies are not comparable. So you will have to. I mean, we're expecting to have now with these initiatives that we took throughout the year. We are expecting the change between or the differences between the two accounting methodologies to be in the range of 12% between the advance of completion method that you have in the press release and what we expect to be an NE14 pro forma number. So out of that NE14 pro forma number that you will get with that 12% difference, considering between 12 to 14% growth in top line, you will get very close to 19.5 to 20 billion pesos for 2010. That's the math. In terms of the EBITDA margin, both margins are fairly comparable. We're expecting to have some sort of a consistency in the EBITDA margin level. The EBITDA margin calculated for 2009 under the NE14 basis is pretty similar to the 21 to 22% that we're guiding for 2010.
All right. Well, thanks very much. And I have a follow-up regarding your... Well, regarding free cash flow generation, you have said that during 2010 you expect to be positive without pointing a specific figure. But regarding your net debt by year end, how much would you be expecting to stand by 2010?
Well, we're not providing any specific guidance for the net debt. However, the debt profile of the company is pretty straightforward. We have three big pieces of long-term debt, which we're comfortable with. We have minor maturities of mid-term debt and practically very low portions of short-term debt. So that particular structure of debt we're comfortable with. The net debt number will be in function of what the cash balance is in the balance sheet. But at the end of the day, we're working right now with 1.5, 1.6 times. And I believe that that is a number that we will continue to look for improvement in the coming future.
All right. And then finally, just another question regarding your Brazilian operations. How much would you expect them to represent from revenues during 2010?
We are expecting from the Brazilian operation that they will represent in the range of 3 to 5% of our revenues for 2010. We are happy with the results. We are learning how to make things faster in Brazil. As we say previously, we closed the first cycle delivering the first homes. We are learning and sharing experiences between our Mexican operation and our Brazilian operation, and I think that both are getting benefited for sharing these best practices.
All right, well, thank you very much.
You're welcome, everyone.
Our next question will come from the line of Gonzalo Fernandez with San Ever.
Hi, good morning, everyone. I have two questions. A quarter ago in the conference call, you reiterated the guidance for a revenue growth of 8 to 10% in 2009. We already have three quarters of the year. So I was curious, what happened in 3 months that, forced you to change the strategy and then have a 19% reduction in units sold in the fourth quarter? Was it a matter that you were really not selling the homes or not collecting the homes? And a question about Foviste, what you mentioned in your press release that people with a pre-approved credit of above 500,000 pesos will lose that right in 2010. What happens if you have pre-sold a home to those buyers and then they lose that right? I don't know. Do you have to deduct those sales from your revenues or to cancel it? What would happen? And how much did you advance in finishing and delivering those homes?
Yes, thank you, Gonzalo. Let me start by the Foviste situation. What we learned from the last raffle that was issued in November 2009 is that only 5% of the mortgages that will be funded by Foviste in 2010 will be for clients requiring a mortgage of 500,000 pesos and more. And the mortgage rights that was gained in the past will only be exercisable during up to January 2010. That's why during the fourth quarter we speed up the construction and the delivery of those homes to collect those mortgages. The way it works is that if we don't finish those homes and the customers don't process their mortgages, they will need to address a co-financing mortgage with a bank. And then we need to restart the process with the customer on approving the mortgage with a bank. That's why we speed up those homes, and that's why we delivered those homes during the fourth quarter of 2009. Those homes were paid mainly in December, and what we did was to reduce the investment, not to reduce the investment, but to tie the investment in construction with the collection of homes. This is a practice that we started, as Carlos mentioned, in the last quarter of 2008, and that's why we have been able to generate cash during the last three quarters of 2009. That's what happened. If you look at the number in terms of collections for the full year, the number, it remains very similar to the initial number. If you remember, we say growing 8% on the previous Mexican GAAP, and the INIFOR team will be 15% lower. Today, with the growth that we are having and with the NIF 14 being only 12% lower, the collection of homes for the full year is only 1% lower. What this means is that we are collecting homes, we are selling homes, we are collecting homes, and what we are doing is investing in the construction, tying those funds to the collection of the homes for following a more conservative investment strategy and to avoid the quarters where we were not generating free cash flow. That's the strategy that we implement at the end of 2008, and that's why we are showing this number today. We feel that the company is prepared to take full advantage of the new accounting policy of the new mortgages available in Mexico. We significantly reduce our accounts receivable in terms of the low middle income, delivering these homes from Foviste, and now we will be concentrated in both Infonavit and Foviste, both in the ranges, where the payment is easier.
Gerardo, just a follow-on on the questions on working capital. Despite these efforts that you started in 2008, the collection period and inventory turnover in terms of days has been constantly increasing throughout the year. No, so I understand that, you know, the free cash flow generation is explained by the fact that you reduce sales. And if I understand correctly, we might see a further increase in the working capital ratios during the first half of 2010, and then an improvement during the second half. Is that correct? This is, you know, talking apples to apples under any accounting system.
We are going to show improvements on the working capital cycle. If you compare apples to apples, we will be showing improvements in the following quarters. And just to give you an example, in terms of the inventory of building materials from the fourth quarter compared with the third quarter of 2009, we were able to reduce 4.2% the inventory of building materials just in one quarter, improving the availability of building materials on any of our job sites just by improving our IT platform and working hand in hand with the suppliers. We reached this goal of reducing 4.2% our inventory of building materials. The same is happening in different areas as we are investing more in infrastructure to be ready to collect the homes sooner, because we are only waiting for the construction of the home. We are increasing the working hours at the job sites, and those are some of the initiatives that we're taking to improve at every level on the working capital cycle. As Carlos mentioned, we're working with the suppliers to extend the payment terms. We are working more we're working less with distributors that have less financial capacity and more with the big companies or producers of the building materials. And we're working on every line to improve the working capital cycle, and we will show you those numbers since the first quarter of 2010.
And thank you, Gerardo. That is very clear.
Thank you, Gonzalo.
Our next question will come from the line of Christian Papayanapu with IXE.
Hi, gentlemen. Only one question. If you could throw me into your guidance for CapEx for this year. Thank you.
Yes, the capital expenditure program, we have an expectation to invest in the range of 120 to 200 million pesos. It's maintenance capex, basically related to our facilities of concrete facilities throughout the country that need to be revamped at some point. However, we are taking the necessary measures to keep finding ways to reduce that number. As you witnessed in 2009, we had an expectation to invest capital expenditures in the range of 300 million pesos, and we find a lot of opportunities to reduce that number all the way down to 95 million pesos, which was the final number of the year. So we will continue to work with our groups of improvement, finding ways to reduce the capital expenditure program and privileging the cash generation for the company.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, gentlemen.
You're welcome.
Our next question will come from the line of Adrian Huerto with J.P. Morgan.
Good morning. Just a few questions to clarify a couple of things. You said that you're planning to invest this year only 700 million pesos in land. Is that correct?
No, the budget for 2010 is 1.1 to 1.2 billion pesos in land acquisitions. What we did during the fourth quarter was advancing 300 million out of that opportunistic acquisitions, but the entire budget for 2010 will continue to be 1.1 to 1.2 billion.
Okay, and this is just to, again, mainly to replace what you use during the year, no? This is not an incremental amount on the net investment that you will have.
Yes, as I said before, Adrián, is just to replace land in markets where we have less than 2 years of future sales. And the strategy of the company is to reduce the overall land inventory from 5 years of future sales to 3.5 years of future sales.
Well, why was that increase then to 5 years? Why did you move the company to have 5 years in land and now we're moving to three? Is that because you have projects where the land is for really for 10 years in many places?
No, then we followed basically two different incentives. One, we used to have in the past, as you know, a taxed benefit towards accumulated land in Mexico. That tax benefit was basically erased early 2008, I mean effective 2008, with the implementation of the YETU. And then we have little incentives to keep accumulating land. And in the past, as you remember, OMEX was growing their operations with a 2.5 to 3 years of future sales in land bank, and that was always has been sufficient for us to keep growing this company. The availability of land in the country still remains. The particularly for affordable entry in the niches we're attacking, and the processes that we're getting more expedite in the processes to acquire entitling and processing that land, and which is by the way all in our balance sheet. We do not have off balance operations in land.
Okay, I think it's a little tricky when people analyze this this investment in land, and especially when you give a number like this, the 1.1, 1.2 billion investment in land. So, I mean, to put it in a different way. I mean, as of the fourth quarter, you had a net investment in land fully paid of around 10.8 billion pesos. And you're expecting to generate somewhere around 20 billion pesos in revenues for 2010. So if land is, roughly around 8% of your sales, I mean, that gets somewhere around 1.6 billion pesos. So I mean, if you're going to invest 1.1, 1.2, the actual net investment in land by the end of 2010 will be lower than the 10.8 billion pesos. Is that correct?
Adrian, the land is in the range of 10 to 12%. And with your numbers, we will be consuming around 2.4 billion pesos of land during 2010, and we will be replenishing 1.1 or 1.2 billion during
okay.
The same period of time.
So the net investment will have to come down then somewhere around 800 million then?
Yes.
Excellent. Perfect. That makes it very clear. The other question that I had is this advance from customers. I was just a bit surprised how this number has been increasing over the last four quarters from somewhere around 300 million in 08 to around 1.3 billion pesos now. Why is the explanation behind this?
That number is the investment in the infrastructure of homes that are already sold, that we have not started the construction of the specific home. This is a consequence of our a strategy of reducing the investment or being more selective on the investment to build the homes faster and generate free cash flow during every period of time. This is one of the initiatives that we are taking, as the other that we have mentioned, to have a tighter control of the investment in the construction. But
you said it's basically investments on infrastructure for homes not built yet.
Yes, but our homes that are already sold.
Okay, I see now. Okay, perfect. Thank you very much, Gerardo.
Thank you, Adrian.
Our next question will come from Carlos Hermosillo with Vector.
Yes, good morning, Gerardo and Carlos. Just a quick question regarding your operations in Brazil. I don't know if you could share with us the amount of revenues you're recording in this quarter. It seems to be about 62 million pesos. Within the breakdown that you provide us, how do you classify these sales and the equivalent homes that you're recording also? Are these included in the total units sold that you report for the quarter? Thank you.
Thank you, Carlos. Yes, you're right. The amount of revenues booked from Brazil in the 2009 is about 62 million pesos. Since it's affordable entry, we are booking it within the affordable entry level line in the revenues. We're not accounting for advance of completion in Brazil, so we're only accounting for the homes collected in Brazil, which, as we have mentioned. In the current pilot, we have two stages. The first stage is completely sold with 700 units. The average price is about 80,000 reals, so it's about 155 homes collected as of the fourth quarter.
Okay, and looking at your revenue breakdown, if you take out those 62 million, other revenue still is growing very fast. Can you share with other what's the cause there?
Yes, Carlos. We have a line of business that is related to sell housing complexes to the federal government entities that is not booked as housing revenue, is booked as other revenue, and that has increased over the past two quarters exponentially, because we have a contract with the federal government to build these housing complexes in the country.
So the revenues there are actual homes being built, or kind of a constructor fee, or what?
It's a housing complex. However, since it's not sold home by home like mortgages to for an habitat for Viste, we're booking in other revenues rather than in housing revenues.
Okay, I see. Thank you.
Our next question will come from Justin Shi with Hartford Investment.
Hi, this is Josephine Shea. Two questions. Could you give the rationale behind the raising of prices by 14%? That seems a lot in one quarter. And then the lowering of the volumes by 20%, which is a substantial amount, and can we expect the same going forward? And then the second question, so for the past years, you've been growing your revenue line, which is good, but that seems at the cost of negative working capital. Your debt continues to grow, your interest payments are growing, and as a credit investor, I'm just very concerned because you have been guiding for the past months that working capital would soon turn into positive cash, and it just does not seem to happen. Lowering CapEx and lowering land acquisitions just does not seem to be enough. Why are you not going to do what Irby did earlier in 2009 and slow down revenue? Could you give them both more color? Thanks.
Thank you, Justin. The price increase that we shown in the fourth quarter is part of this strategy of attending specific niches inside the affordable entry-level and low middle income segments. As we said before, we believe that there are many opportunities in the top range of this affordable entry level and in the lower range of the middle income segment, in the range of 400,000 to 500,000 pesos homes. And that's why we have been able to increase the price range. In terms of the working capital, we have been talking for maybe 1 year about the different initiatives that we have taken, and we have learned that those initiatives has not been enough. We are working to speed up this process, to have a better selection of the price ranges and the prototypes that we are choosing in every city, and different initiatives to speed up the construction, to reduce the inventory of building materials. And we understand that that's where the most important impact on the working capital cycle will come from, because it's not, as you say before, it's not in reducing the capex or the land inventory where the improvement will be. We have not been fast enough to adequate our prototypes and price ranges in all the branches, but we're working to do it faster every time. And that's why we feel comfortable that we will show better numbers in the next quarter.
So is it perhaps that you're saying that if you go for a higher, a person with a better credit score, in the U.S. we would use credit scores, so higher income, higher price points for homes, that that they are just better payers, that at the moment you have too many on the lower income side who are hurt more and basically they're not paying or not paying fast enough. Is that the shift that you're going through now?
Well, just a consideration. The company does not carry financial risk, so we're not actually providing mortgages. I think the key point here is that there are some products in which we have, for example, the economic housing, which are not as attractive in terms of returns of profit or profitability as other markets in the high rent of the same affordable entry-level segment, that we have identified many opportunities, and even more today in which we have less competitors in the country for those type of products. But at the end, the company is only matching the availability of mortgages with the client, not taking the risks by ourselves. I think that the initiatives that we have mentioned have showed some results. We are coming from a negative 5 billion pesos in free cash flow at the end of 2008 to a negative 300 million this year, with three consecutive quarters generating cash. I think as Gerardo mentioned, we have a lot of room to cover, but we are working on the right lines of the working capital to get the results showed to you.
Okay, thanks.
Our next question will come from the line of Taras Shumelda with American Century.
Hi. I'm relatively new to the stock, so sorry for the basic question. Going back to the fourth quarter and the decline in volumes, was that something that was part of the company's guidance previously?
Thank you, Taras. No, that was not part of the guidance, but we took the initiative in the last quarter of 2008 of being more conservative on the investment. We followed that strategy during all over 2009, and that's why we were able to generate free cash flow in the last three quarters of 2009. We believe that we have not provided guidance in terms of volume of homes. We are becoming more selective in the price ranges and more conservative on the investment on construction. That's the two main reasons why we reached this volume during the fourth quarter of 2009.
And then, as a follow-up to that, so looking at the big jump in the average realized price for the low-income homes. Is this something that is sustainable, or is this more of a one-time event?
We believe that we will be able to maintain that price range. We don't foresee an increase in the price range for this year, but we believe that we will be able to maintain this price range during 2010.
Okay, thank you.
Our next question will come from the line of Pablo Ramos with Armada Capital.
Hello, Gerardo and Carlos, thank you for the call. Could you tell us about the difference in the numbers of homes you reported that you sold through Infonavit and the numbers Infonavit reported that you titled with them, the difference around 50%, and how this relates to the 12% difference between cash accounting and the other accounting?
Hello, Pablo. Well, the differences are the Infonavit is publishing numbers of homes paid. In the case of the companies, are homes collected. And we report still numbers in advance of completion accounting method. Those are homes sold in some sort of stage of construction. So that's the main difference. In terms of the collected basis, Infonavit already published the number. We have an important number of homes delivered or collected through Foviste. Basically one commercial bank in the country servicing the mortgage market for the middle income market.
Tell me what the difference is between paid homes and collected homes.
I'm sorry, Pablo. Could you say that again?
Can you explain me the difference between paid homes and collected homes?
Yes, it's a difference in the method of accounting. Paid and collected.
Paid by
Infonavit or collected by the companies. That's the same thing.
So where do you come? Why is the difference so big? The 50% difference between Infonavit and only 12% difference versus NIF 14.
It's a difference between the currently we're reporting advance of we Comex are reporting advance of completion sold homes, and Infonavit right. Reports paid homes, which for Comex represents collected homes. For NIF 14, we will report on a collected homes basis. That's why the difference that's where the difference relies.
Okay, thanks.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from the line of Rajaree with Hugo New Corporation.
Hi guys, it's Rajaree. Thanks for taking my question. I'm really struggling to understand the difference, that your volumes have declined so much in the fourth quarter, and you still are saying that you're gaining market share. And I really can't reconcile the two. And secondly, going forward, how confident are you that is this just a one-off thing, or and do you expect to? How confident are you about your guidance for 2010?
Thank you. As I said during the beginning of this conference call, the number of mortgages granted in Mexico in 2009 compared with 2008 was 19% lower. The number of homes being sold by Homex has not been reduced in that number. We have a growth in the revenues in peso terms of 3%. That's why we are taking a bigger part of the market. That's why we are doing that, and most importantly, we're gaining market share in specific niches all around the country, because we have presence in 34 cities where it's living around 80% of the Mexico's population. And we are addressing with specific marketing strategies the different price range market in these 34 cities.
And how confident are you with your guidance for 2010? Because initially last year we started out with a guidance, and clearly the results are short of that. So what's your outlook for 2010?
Well, considering what we have said during the call and all the initiatives that we're taking measures, we are confident that we can deliver on the guidance we gave of 12 to 14% of top line growth in 2010 with an EBITDA margin of 21 to 22%. I think we are taking right now the necessary steps to get there.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from the line of Roy Yakulik with Bank of America. Roy, your line is open. Please go ahead. I'm sorry, he has withdrawn. Our next question will come from the line of Jose Ramirez with Credit Suisse.
Oh, thank you, but my question has been answered.
Thank you. Our next question will come from the line of David Cohen.
Everybody, okay, correct me if I am wrong, but new accounting policy will increase the number of assets via inventories, and this will also increase accounts and note receivables in your balances. Okay, the question is, according to Infonavit, the mortgage delinquency rate in Mexico, it's been increasing since the last months, and it doesn't seem to improve in the coming months. How do you perceive this? Do that you have to wait more until you can receive these accounts and account all this income in your sheet?
David, I'm not clear exactly about your question, but in terms of delinquency rate, Infonavit has been able to maintain or even reduce the delinquency rate on the mortgages that they have provided, mainly because the application of the program Garantía Infonavit, where they can offer different programs to the customers that lose their job or that have an economic challenge and they need to temporarily reduce the monthly payments. They have different initiatives inside this program, Garantía Infonavit, and that's why they have been able to maintain the delinquency rate. That delinquency rate today don't have an impact on our collection. Even if they have been able to maintain it, this delinquency rate don't have an impact in the collection for Homex specifically, and I think for the rest of the industry too.
David, in your accounting question, you're actually right. Our assets will be we booked it differently because right now under the advance of completion method, all the assets are classified under price in the accounts receivable, and now it will be booked through cost in the inventory, and that's why overall the differences in the balance sheet, we're expecting to have a difference in the range of 18% in shareholders' equity. That's where the impact relies on.
All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you, David.
Our next question will come from the line of Hayes Elula with Credit Suisse.
Good morning. Thank you very much for answering my question. Most of my questions have been answered, actually, just one left. I just want to make sure I understand that what you mean by aligning investments related to construction in progress to collections is that you're focusing on projects that they're currently in progress rather than building new homes. And what should we expect for number of homes sold in the next few quarters? Is that number going to be dropping or is it going to be stable? And given your revenue growth guidance of 12 to 14%,
Thank you. Well, in terms of the investment, as we have stated in the past, we're not opening new branches, so that reduces the upfront investments of opening the branch, the initial infrastructure, connectivity to the services, etc. We're focusing on the branches that we're currently operating. We're trying to reduce the number of projects within each branch to make more efficient working capital investments. We are not increasing our leverage, so we're investing the money we are collecting
from the operations back into the basically affordable entry and low middle income markets, without taking more care about the working capital uses that we're experiencing in the market. About your about the homes sold, we didn't guide the market for number of homes. Remember that during 2010 we're gonna be reporting collected homes, and we didn't guide the market for any specific number. However, if you consider that our mix of products are gonna keep relatively in the same range, then the average price will be unchanged. Then the growth will come basically from volume.
Okay, thank you. Our next question will come from Alan Solis with Credit Suisse.
Yes, thanks. I was just wondering if you can give us an update on the tourist division, what's going on, and what are the plans right there?
Thank you, Alan. The tourist division we're still concentrated in the first project in San Jose del Cabo. We have seen an increase in the number of visitors from the United States and tourists that are already in Cabo that are visiting our project. We are improving our marketing strategy. We, during this first quarter of 2010, we will deliver the first home, and our customers will start experiencing the Las Villas de Mexico concept. We believe that it will be growing in terms of sales, not at the speed that we planned when we started this division 3 years ago. But for sure, in the long term, it will become an important source of revenues for Homex and for the country in general. The tourists will be an important source of revenues. And we are, the great benefit on this division is that we are selling at U.S. prices with Mexican costs. That's why we believe that the division has a bright future, and we're working to improve our marketing process and to start showing the benefits of having a second home in Mexico to speed up the revenues in that division.
Okay. Thank you, Gerardo.
Thank you.
Our next question will come from Diego Torres with ING.
Good morning, Gerardo and Carlos. My question is regarding the comment that you made at the beginning that 40% of the home builders are out of the market right now. And in that respect, are you considering to buy or to acquire any project under construction during 2010? Thank you.
Hi, Diego. No, currently we're not considering acquiring any company. At the end, we are interested in the land plots, if any. However, you have to bear in mind that we are currently under our strategy to reduce our land inventory from our balance sheet. But we have now an excess of 5 years of sales, and we want to get it to 3.5. So we need to find a very clear opportunity or opportunistic acquisition to get more assets out of the distressed companies that are now in Mexico. We're not actively looking for it. We're not necessarily against it, but it has to be a very good opportunity for us to take a step on it.
Perfect. Thank you.
Our next question is a follow-up from Pablo Ramos.
Hi, just another question. Could you talk about the restatement you made on the fourth quarter of 2008? You had reported net income of 184 million, and you restated it to 6 million.
Yes, Pablo. Bear in mind that when we reported the fourth quarter was an audited report. We published our audited numbers in the April shareholder meeting session, and then you had access to it both through our 20F filing to the SEC and our annual report filed both in the New York Stock Exchange, SEC, and CNBV. The adjustments that you have seen in the fourth quarter are actually the whole year adjustments. We did not modify any other quarter. Everything was cleared in the fourth quarter. And they're basically twofold, as we explained in the 20F thoroughly through the notes of the financials. The vast majority of the adjustments has to do with two things. One thing, which is the recognition of the what we call the PTU, which is the employee statutory profit sharing. And remember that late in 2007, the rules changed for recognition of the PTU. So we have an active and an inactive PTU that we needed. I mean, the change relies on that the inactive has to be booked in the P&L. Actually, the active was before booked in the tax deferred tax line, and now, well, and after the change of rules, has to be booked in the P&L. So that's where the vast majority of the changes are coming from. You can see in the notes to the financial statements a reconciliation table of how the PTU is now booked, and it's very clear. And if you take a look at that table, it's very clear from the financials that we posted in February, the basic change.
Okay, great. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Our final question will come from the line of Taras Shumalda with American Century.
Hi, I wanted to ask a clarification question. When you said earlier prices would remain at the levels 09, are you referring to the 323,000 pesos for Q4 level, or are you referring to the 284,000 pesos for 2009 as a whole?
We're referencing to the fourth quarter pricing range, Taras.
Okay, so it would be 323. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you.
And we have no further questions at this time. Do you have any closing remarks?
Yes, thank you very much for attending the call, and we will be always available for you on the usual numbers. And a replay of the call will be available for you in about 20 minutes throughout the website and through the calling number that we sent on our call notice. Thank you very much.
Ladies and gentlemen, this does conclude today's teleconference. You may all disconnect.